November 17th, Samuel D. Caldwell. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. At a time when racial tension threatened to cripple the city, only a brief line in an 1842 newspaper marks Caldwell's act of wisdom and compassion. But what he did saved a man's life, established his family, helped secure peace in Boston, and strengthened the abolitionist movement. On this date, in 1842, Caldwell handed over the money collected to secure George Latimer's freedom.
Even if you never make headlines, doing good can pay lasting dividends. When this story started, Samuel Caldwell didn't know a man named George Latimer, who lived in Boston. But the man was a fugitive slave, and his former abusive owner, James Gray, intended to get his property back. So Gray arranged with his crooked cronies to have Latimer accused of a crime he did not commit. But when George Latimer was thrown into jail on the trumped-up charges, Boston surged with emotion, and James Gray arrived to take his property. A human being named George Latimer, back to Virginia and back to slavery. Abolitionists held a charged town meeting and demanded Latimer's freedom. 300 free black men surrounded the Boston courthouse to make sure Latimer was not taken from the city without due process of law. Local men of influence established the Latimer Journal and North Star, an abolitionist paper, and distributed it to 20,000 readers. In its November 16th issue, the journal published Rescue the Slave, a six-stanza call to arms. And it reads, "Sadly, the fugitive weeps in his cell, praying for liberty dearer than life, torn from his little ones, torn from his wife, flying from slavery, hear him and save. Christian men, help the poor slave." Boston responded with outrage. Passionate men pledged to ensure Latimer's freedom, and if necessary, to use force. While Boston raged, Pastor Samuel Caldwell and the parishioners of Tremont Temple responded with wisdom and compassion. They worked tirelessly to raise money to buy Latimer's freedom. The people gave sacrificially from compassion and not abundance. In a city of swirling emotion, Caldwell offered a peaceful solution. He purchased Latimer's freedom for $400. Caldwell played a key role in calming Boston's explosive passions. Instead of violence, Bostonians then focused on work that became a game changer in the fight to end slavery in America. More than 65,000 people petitioned the state for legislation to protect former slaves who had sought refuge in Massachusetts. Caldwell also rescued a man and freed his family to thrive. Latimer's wife, Rebecca, birthed three sons, and one of them, Lewis, grew to be a brilliant drafter and inventor who collaborated with such geniuses such as Alexander Graham Bell. Samuel Caldwell's actions mirrored God's character. Psalm 146:7 says, "He executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free." What is one wise, compassionate response you can offer to a situation of tension in your life? You never know what current of good can come out of the quiet ripple you create. Even if you never make headlines, doing good can pay lasting dividends. God can multiply the good you do for ages to come.
Well, good day, 365 Christian Men. My name is Russell, and it's November 11th. And kind of crazy how these challenges work out the way they do and how well they're timed, because as you can see, I'm at an airport. And a little while ago, my wife had, I wouldn't say a medical emergency, but I think her blood sugar levels or something went really low, and she's sitting there and she thought she was going to pass out. And we were sitting in this little restaurant. And I was amazed at how many people came to her rescue. It's like, is she okay? What can we do? What can we get? And the next thing you know, you have people getting ice bags, candy bars, sodas, And our table was just loaded up with things to take care of her. And it, like, as I looked around, I go, we don't even know these people. But I was just so grateful. And honestly, a bit surprised that people would just come out of the woodwork to help. And it relates to the story so well today about Samuel Caldwell and the guy named George Latimer, on how these two just kind of worked together. Certainly Samuel came to his rescue. Don't know well how well these two know each other or knew each other, but came to his rescue in a time of need to get $400 to get him released from the whole slavery thing. And it really created quite an uproar. So as I was thinking and contemplating about this, I decided to do this message from the airport. And I guess the message for the group today, as it resonated with me and my wife today, is, are we surrounding ourselves with people that have our back in the craziest of times? And if not, what are we doing about that? And I guess the second question I would ask is, do we have other people's backs? You know, to what I have jumped to the scene like Samuel Caldwell did with George Latimer, just jump in and say, I got your back on this. So as I think about this, like I said, my advice or my challenge for the day would be, you know, let's surround ourselves with good Christian men and do what's right, and know that I have their back, we have their back. And make sure that our backs are covered too when the wheels come off and things don't go in our favor. So, you know, that's just kind of the message, at least for me today, is be thinking about that. And if you don't have that group of men in your life, you know, dig into a small group. Find something where you can find a group of men that you know that, you know, they will be with you and for you at any time, day or night. So, simple message today, but I thought the timing was pretty great. Have a wonderful day, man.